Thank you and good morning. The Decade of Difference is an education initiative focused on increasing high school graduation rates and providing students with the skills necessary to participate in the workforce. The process on improving educational achievement begins when students are young, as program coordinator Heidi Moore explains.
We actually recognize the importance of early learning in setting the stage and the foundation. And so we have a lot of efforts, a partnership, for example, with our local child care planning council and First Five Humboldt, where we're providing resources and services to students and parents of children that are 0 to 8 years old.
Moore went on to say that the program also helps students prepare for their future careers.
We're really trying to help students find the pathway that makes the best sense for them and for their future career interests, and increase the number of students who not only go on to some form of college and post-secondary training, but who are successful and who complete within a timely manner.
The Decade of Difference is supported by donations from individuals and the community. To make a donation, visit their website at decadeofdifference.org. The cold winter weather continues to affect school districts to the south and east. The Southern Humboldt Unified School District issued a bus schedule for its schools, and although travel times are longer, more routes are open, and there are no school closures today. However, the Klamath Trinity School District has canceled school through today, and the status for tomorrow remains up in the air. For more information, contact the school district. The Fortuna Police Department has begun a community fundraising event to raise money to fund the department's canine unit. The funding for the police dog was cut in 2012, and the dog currently serving, Zorro, will be retired in the summer of next year. Fortuna Police Employees Foundation is asking for the public's help in raising more than $11,000, which will be used to train the new dog and its handler. The foundation is selling firewood to raise money and is also accepting donations. For more information, contact the Fortuna Employees Foundation. Sheriff's detectives continue their search for two suspects wanted in an armed robbery at Ray's Food Place in Willow Creek, the second armed robbery at Ray's in the last month. The two suspects, wearing all black clothing, forced their way into the store and held the employees at gunpoint. They demanded the manager fill a backpack with the contents of the store safe and then fled the scene on foot. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And the sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in locating a man wanted on two felony warrants. 35-year-old Zachariah Friedland is wanted for unlawful sexual intercourse with a minor and contributing to the delinquency of a minor and oral copulation with a minor. Friedland is also wanted on a warrant for possession of a controlled substance and possession of stolen property. Anyone with information about Friedland or his whereabouts is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
One morning in March can make a real difference for the future of a high school student. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live, the Arcata High School Career and College Center, and the Decade of Difference Initiative. On the morning of March 12th, we will be coordinating our job shadow, which gives students a hands-on, real-life look at what a job or profession involves. Please call me at 839-5114 to sign up to host a student for job shadow. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It was just a few years ago that College of the Redwoods, like other community colleges across the state, watched as lawmakers in Sacramento slashed budgets to the bone. That forced schools like College of the Redwoods to cut course offerings, raise tuition fees, and tighten their budgets across the board. The fiscal picture is brighter these days, but as CR President Kathy Smith points out, funding is still an issue.
Well, the biggest challenge we have, as do many other community colleges and other government entities right now, is budget. And not having the financial resources we need to do things the way we used to and the way the community wants us to.
Redwoods was forced to place its music program in the community learning department, classes taken for no credit, and CR has yet been able to rebuild its culinary arts program. The state still makes its demands, however.
And the other challenge as we look at how to spend our budget is that we are having a lot of mandates passed down from the state, laws that have been passed by the legislature in the last few years that are limiting some of the things that we can do, while at the same time trying to increase the student success for those students that we do have.
Smith also went on to say that budget priorities remain the top issue for the school. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.